Daniel Brooklyn, our next guest, sitting right in front of me wearing his Brooklyn brand really nice brown sweatsuit. I, for one, have worn the Brooklyn brand white and black T-shirts under a sport jacket to Michael's Restaurant on Ocean Avenue in Brooklyn more than once. He is Mr. Brooklyn, and his show Gravesend, which, of course, is a very popular section in Brooklyn by the Midwood section where I grew up, is doing great, his Gravesend series show. It's on Amazon Prime. They did four shows last year, season number one. It is really breaking records. People love it, and now getting ready to shoot season number two down in Miami in February. And I become friendly with William along the way, and now he's given me an opportunity to star in the second season of Gravesend. And with all that said, here he is making his second appearance on the Bernie and Sid Show, but first live appearance. And you can see our pictures together at Sid Rosenberg and at William DeMeo on our Instagram accounts. It is the aforementioned William DeMeo. Good morning, William.
What's up, William?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Listen, like, I got to ask. No, you're not called William. You have another name. Somebody calls you Billy or something. It ain't William, right?
Will. Just Will. Willie. Will? Yeah, they call me Willie.
Willie,
yeah.
Okay.
Really?
I mean, call him William. Willie? Sounds like he's in school.
Yeah,
William.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, but you know what? They still call Lawrence Taylor Lawrence. In fact, if you call him Larry, he'll punch you across the face. But, hey, listen, the first time around for this series, and I told Bernie about this. As a kid growing up in the Midwood section, been to the Gravesend section a million times. I loved it, the music. It really centers, Bernie, around 80s Brooklyn, the mob, what it was like in the 80s. It's much different now, 40 years later. So between the mob, the Brooklyn, the restaurants, Canarsie delis, the music, the girls with the big hair, you did an amazing job of recapturing what I thought was the golden era for Brooklyn.
Yes, thank you so much, buddy. Yeah, that's what I take the most pride in, you know, growing up there. And just being around, you know, cruising 86th Street and everything the way it was back in the day at the Vegas Diner and just hanging out, sitting on the stoop. I wanted to just capture more of how it was when, you know, before social media and how everyone just hung out and how it was a unity, block parties, the feast and everything like that. And, of course, the mob influence in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, William DeMeo, you've worked with Jimmy Gandolfini in The Sopranos. You worked with Robert De Niro in A Bronx Tale. I mean, you are an accomplished actor. You're not just some cable TV actor. You're the real deal.
He's also John Travolta's really, really good buddy.
Yes, that's right. And Blue Bloods as well. You've been in Blue Bloods. Yes, I saw you in that.
Yeah, I had a guest spot on Blue Bloods. Yes, you know, I'm blessed. I'm grateful for all the work that I get and continue to keep going. And those people, like you said, working with James Gandolfini and Robert De Niro, John Travolta, Bruce Willis, it's a pleasure to work with such great people like that.
I tell you, when I was growing up in Brooklyn, I went to Poly Prep, and I was one of the very few Jewish kids there. Everybody was Italian, all of them. They're still my friends to this day. And there's a true story, William. I'm mad at my parents to this day for being Sidney Rosenberg and not being Danny Fogliano. And I idolized John Travolta. And he was walking down the street in Bay Ridge eating his pizza. And you have a scene in season number one in that specific pizzeria sitting there with the owner. And his picture is behind you on the wall. It's so iconic. I know you know him. And I'm sorry to hear about his wife, Kelly, obviously, who was a friend of yours, too. But I don't think you realize what it meant to guys like me to see you eating in that pizzeria, John Travolta's place.
No, of course. And I eat in that pizzeria all the time, Lenny's Pizzeria on 86th Street. I mean, just that scene when he's walking with Staying Alive, playing by the Bee Gees, with the paint can in his hand. I mean, anyone from Brooklyn, I mean, that is just so memorable. And when he walks up to the window for the two slices, and what was amazing was to have him back in Brooklyn when the Gotti movie came out. I had him right in front of Lenny's Pizzeria, and there was 10,000 people in the streets. It was amazing. What a great day that was. And people, you know, they love John Travolta. And he's a Brooklyn icon. Don't forget Welcome Back Carter as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Vinny Barbarino. Yes, William DeMeo, the TV show is Graves. And before we get to the TV show and Sid's role in it and all of that stuff, how has Brooklyn changed in your mind? You grew up, I think you grew up in Bensonhurst, right?
I grew up Bensonhurst, Gravesend, right there, right next to each other, yes.
So yeah. Brooklyn has changed, though, as Sid mentioned 40 years ago, and now Bensonhurst compared to 40 years ago?
Oh, it's completely different.
Bay Ridge, too.
It's a completely different place, but it still has...
How so?
Well, it's different people, obviously. It's
more
not
Asians
the same.
Than Italians.
Yeah,
you know, okay, because you see, I don't know Brooklyn from
a lot of Koreans in Bensonhurst and Bay Ridge.
Yes, absolutely. But there's still, like, you go by, if you go Christmas time, you have to go to Dyker Heights.
Oh, you got it.
You can't beat it. There's no place in the world you can beat the Christmas lights in Dyker Heights. Just driving around there and seeing all these amazing lights, that's still a very predominantly Italian neighborhood. And you don't have as many diners as you used to have. There was diners everywhere,
right,
there's not as many diners. But it's still a great place. It's just, you know, obviously it's very different. The way it used to be is you could walk three blocks and you would know 100 people on every block. I mean, everyone was everywhere. And you still have a lot of people that are there, but not like it used to be. But there's still, you know, Spumoni Gardens is still booming over there, of course. Brennan and Carr.
Oh, yeah.
Places like that are
still
there.
A good friend, Tom Sullivan.
Mike Sullivan. Brennan and Carr, but yes, Pomona Gardens. William DeMeo here live in studio. Gravesend is a series on Amazon Prime. And make sure you you do check that out. Yeah, I used to go to the Vegas Diner. That's a great scene when you beat up the guy inside the kitchen because he spit in your food. The King's Plaza Diner was another big stop of mine, just so you know. And I was a King's Highway guy, so I did all those King's Highway diners. But that's what the show really does, a very good job of that. But you're going to start next season, and here's where hopefully I'll be with you, I should be, in February in Miami. And that does go to show you that a lot of the mob guys that lived in Brooklyn would vacation in Miami, and if in fact they had to go away for a little while to kind of stay away because the FBI caught up to them, they would stay in Miami. That seems to be where they go to disappear.
Well, yeah, well, as you know, a lot of people, you know, from New York always hang out in Florida. And the first episode coming back is called On the Lam.
There you go.
And and we're hanging in Florida.
But you can't go to like Materano's. You can't go to those popular places if you're on the Lam, right? You can't do that.
Well, you got that. You'll see how it kind of breaks down. But you know, when we're in Florida, of course, we're going to eat in Materano's, no matter what. We can't not eat at my boy Stevie's place.
Absolutely,
yeah,
love that place.
So, tell us about Gravesend, the TV show. Of course, you are a producer and you act in it as well, obviously. And you're going to have Sid this season. You're going to have Dice Clay, I understand.
Yeah, we're adding a whole bunch of great people, and Sid will perfectly fit in. He's a Brooklyn guy. He'll definitely fit in as one of our characters and crew members. We're talking to a bunch of really well-known people that I've worked with in the past, people like Armand Asante, who worked with me on Once Upon a Time in Brooklyn, and some other big names that are
He also did a very good job of playing John Gotti.
Oh, my God, yes,
in that
absolutely.
Movie, in that Gotti movie,
Armand is amazing. And we worked together in the past, and Carmen Electra, we worked together as well. And there's going to be some pretty big announcements coming soon, adding a lot of great new people. And we'll be shooting in New York again, too. It's not just going to be in Miami. That's just going to be for a little part of the show. But it'll be great, especially in February, to be shooting in Florida.
Right.
It's a great time to be there.
I think I'll go to Tampa, go to the Super Bowl, and then go across the state to the east side and meet you down in Miami in Fort Lauderdale to shoot.
He's got it all figured out.
I got it all figured out.
But we will be going to Tampa to watch the Steelers, hopefully, in the Super Bowl.
You're a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. The last undefeated team, 9-0. Very impressive. You can see William on his Instagram account and Twitter account every Sunday donning his Pittsburgh Steelers jersey. But on a serious note, in terms of the COVID, it has made things more difficult. Obviously, you would already be filming. We would already be filming season number 2 of Gravesend. If not for the COVID, that shut down the operation. You're excited about getting back in February, but COVID has really derailed the season 2's new season.
Yeah, absolutely. COVID has been, you know, it's been so for all of us in the film industry. I just did a movie in Rhode Island, my friend Boo Socia, a movie called The Family Feud. And all the COVID restrictions, it was very hard to operate and film. But thank God everyone was okay. And, I'm glad that things are starting to get back into play. And hopefully this, you know, they're saying this vaccine is coming and that we will be able to, get back into it.
Knock
more.
On wood. William DeMeo, the TV show is Gravesend on Amazon Prime. And here's the million-dollar question. When Sid appears on the show, will he be depicted as Italian or Jewish?
Italian.
Ah, oh, really?
Is that already done?
He didn't even know.
That's my dream. I mean, you have to understand. I don't know. I have no idea.
Now you know.
I'm going to be Italian. My son wants to know this. Am I going to die?
I can't answer that.
I can't talk about that.
My son Gabriel is so excited about this. But on a serious note, you have to take people and figure out, because you do the writing too. He's the star of the show, obviously, created the show. but you have to figure out the right people for the right roles. And I'll tell you, there were a couple of people who I thought were unbelievable. They deserve mention in season one. One is my old buddy A.J. Benza. That one scene in the nightclub was great. And the other is another very good buddy of mine, the former boxing great Paulie Malignaggi, who you kill in the show, and he's one of your best friends.
I know, Paul. I love Paulie. Paulie's, you know, but Paulie will be back in different ways. I'll just say that.
Like Big Pussy bringing him back, fish talking.
And speaking of Big Pussy, he'll be in the show too. Vinny Pastore will be with us. I love Vinny. Cool. Yeah, Vinny's another great actor. He's one of the Sopranos that's definitely going to be on the show with us. But we will have Paulie back. And AJ did a great job and a lot of great people. James Russo, of course.
Great.
He was just speaking to Bo Deedle.
Yeah.
The bookie. Bo Deedle kills
it. He was great.
Yeah.
In that room. Yeah.
He's a fantastic. He's the real deal. He doesn't even have to act. That's Bo Deedle.
No, I know.
But
I know.
William DeMeo from the show Graves and on Amazon Prime. Speaking of Prime, we could get Prime for the second season by watching the first season right now on Amazon, can we not?
Yes.
So we could just, it's just there for the watching.
Absolutely.
Okay. Somebody said yesterday it's not free anymore, but that's not true. Or is that true?
No, it isn't free anymore.
Oh, really?
Now it's at a premium. It's also on Tubi. If you have Tubi, a lot of people have Tubi.
Yeah.
So you can watch it on Tubi as well.
I got to do this.
Now we're putting out more. It's going to be like a full season. We're going to have
8 episodes?
Around 8 episodes. And they're going to be a little longer, more storyline. That was just a little taste. You know, we did it independently. So many people have asked us for more.
Yeah,
we've built up a great fan base for the show, which, you know, people want to know what happened to Benny, what went down in the church.
Right.
So now we have people that want it, and we're going to get new people, and we're going to build this up to be something
I like
great.
It.
Benny, of course, is the character that William plays, the protagonist, if you will. We saw some scenes in Manhattan, too. I've got a buddy, Ralph. He's listening right now. He owns an Arthur Avenue, Ann and Tony's. He wants you to do a scene at his restaurant. But the truth is, you do take this show to other boroughs. It goes to Manhattan and the Bronx.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Bronx was a big part of back in the day, and I have a lot of friends in the Morris Park section of the Bronx, too. Shout out to the Bronx.
The Bronx is a great place. Morris Park and Belmont, of course, as Sid just mentioned, Arthur Avenue.
The Bronx is great.
And don't forget Trog's Neck and Pelham Bay.
Yeah.
I mean,
Country Club.
Yes, Country Club Road. Yeah,
there you
no
go.
Doubt.
Absolutely.
There you go. So, but you still live in Brooklyn, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll never leave.
I mean, I moved back. I lived in the city for years. I was in Battery Park City. I lived right near Steve Sciarippa. We lived kind of right next to each other.
Yeah.
But now I'm back in Brooklyn.
He's actually in Fida. I lived down by Wall Street. That's where Sciarippa lives.
Yeah.
Listen,
I lived right over there as well.
Right there, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the show is great, and you're great.
I appreciate
it. Your writing is terrific. Your acting is great. I would be excited about this show, to be honest, whether I was in it or not. But certainly being in it has piqued my excitement.
This is very exciting, along with Dice Clay. I mean, come on. Does it get any better than
that? You know what's funny about that is if that does come to fruition, it's not done yet, but if that does come to fruition, you're going to have scenes maybe with Sid and Dice. And the truth is, we were two of the geekiest, nerdiest Jewish kids to come out of Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn in a long time.
And Dice is a legend. Dice is a legend. And just speaking even about the 80s, just thinking about Dice as a comedian in the 80s, he sold out the Garden.
Yeah,
he was the one that started this. He was off the charts.
By the way, he started, as many others did, famous people, at Pips.
Absolutely.
And Ray Garvey.
Ray Garvey.
Very good. I performed there once myself.
Wow.
Hey, it's great to see you. We love you.
Thank you.
We're very excited. Any other things people should know about the series or anything else you have to put out there before we get out of here?
Well, we'll start shooting soon, and there'll be announcements on all the cast and everything soon. And I love you guys, too. I'm a big fan of both you guys. I really appreciate being here, and I thank you for the support on the show. Always.
It's a pleasure.
Much appreciated.
It's a pleasure, and it's fun to have you, too. Thank you so much, William DeMeo.
Check it out. The show is Graves End. It's on Amazon Prime. You've got four episodes out there right now, but as you've heard, season number two about to get underway. Once again, Gravesend on Amazon Prime, and he is William DeMeo.